Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
A Valley man was just sentenced to 25 years in prison for a deadly road rage incident that happened in Mesa 4 years ago. You can read the story at KTAR.com about 35-year-old Frank Martin Lawrence III, who, after pleading guilty to one count each of second-degree murder and aggravated assault back in August, received a quarter-century-long sentence. Justice has been a long time coming in this case. On January 11th, 2020, Carolyn Bowie was driving home with her boyfriend, James Ackerman, when she honked at Frank Lawrence for veering into her lane. Apparently, that angered Lawrence enough that he followed her to an apartment complex near Amel School and 8th Avenue, where he reportedly did donuts in the parking lot. Was that some automotive equivalent of a gorilla pounding his chest? Which could have been laughable behavior if it wasn't followed by Lawrence climbing out of his car and punching Bowie in her face. He then got back in his vehicle, and as James Ackerman, Bowie's boyfriend, tried to record the road rager's license plate, he ran him over, killing him. Investigators eventually identified Frank Lawrence as the driver, but what's crazy, and shows how crazy this guy is the fact that he was in custody for an unrelated assault case months later when police arrested him for the deadly road rage incident. If you've been driving very long in the Valley, it may come as no surprise to you that Arizona was ranked as the worst state in the U.S. for confrontational drivers by Forbes Advisor. So what can we do to combat all of this road rage? Road rage that seems to have risen to the level of combat. Well, we can remind ourselves that no matter how short it may be, whatever is at the other end of our road trip is not more precious than human life. My anxiousness about getting somewhere on time doesn't give me a license to forget that those aren't just steel boxes next to and in front of me in traffic. They're human beings. And while I'm checking my ego, something I need to do on a regular basis, I need to remind myself that when I do something wrong in traffic, accepting responsibility is the path I need to take, not try to annihilate whoever pointed out my traffic infraction. And while I'm staying in my lane, I'm going to not be so quick to point out other motorists' infractions. Because I don't know what they've got underneath their seat or going on in their head.